This is JIS News. Coming up, police posts to be established in more communities. Government to gazette amended tobacco control regulations, and Education Ministry reactivates apprenticeship board. The news in detail after this message.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT.
But her dreams give her wings and she flies to...
Now the news. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says there are plans to increase the number of police posts across the island. The move, which will place posts within communities, is expected to more effectively build police-citizen relations. Minister Bunting was delivering his presentation to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday.
Accompanying this shift will also be a reduction in the use of the paramilitary-style uniform in favor of the more civilian-style red seam or khaki uniform. We intend to increase the number of police posts throughout Jamaica by A, utilizing mobile or modified 40-foot container posts, B, repurposing existing public infrastructure at the request and agreement of communities, and finally, by encouraging developers of large subdivisions to build police posts within these divisions.
Minister Bunting says there are also plans to increase the cadre of civilian first responders, as groups such as the Peace Management Initiative, the PMI, have demonstrated that trained civilians can be effective violence interrupters within communities. He says training and funding for these programs will be expanded this fiscal year. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the country has no choice but to develop new management and governance strategies to reduce crime. Mr. Bunting says to adequately reduce criminality, government's response must interrupt transmission, prevent future spread of others, and change group norms. This is in keeping with the public health approach, which treats crime like an epidemic. To this end, the National Security Minister says comprehensive programs are being developed for at-risk youth, tailored by job readiness levels.
The program will include classroom and workplace training, life skills, job preparation and placement services, remedial and formal education programs, among others. Those who are in the lower job readiness group, they will receive remedial education, particularly the literacy and numeracy skills, which will really allow them to participate in more advanced vocational training and secondary school. The intermediate job readiness group will receive services such as on-the-job training and work orientation.
Minister Bunting was delivering his 2014-2015 sectoral debate presentation in Parliament Tuesday. The government has completed legal arrangements and is now ready to gazette the amended Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013. The regulations were effected in July 2013.
Shortly, the amendments to the regulations will be gazetted. We have done all the work in relation to the Attorney General's Department and the Chief Parliamentary Counsel.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson addressing a public lecture at the University of the West Indies in St. Andrew recently. The current regulations make it illegal for persons to smoke in areas designated as specified public places. These include all enclosed places accessible to the public, public transportation, workplaces, government-owned and occupied buildings, health facilities including pharmacies, sports and recreational facilities for use by the public, educational institutions, areas specifically for use by children, and places of collective use such as bus stops. And the Ministry of Education has reactivated its apprenticeship board with a view of assisting more youngsters to obtain professional experience. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites made the disclosure during his recent sectoral debate presentation in Gordon House.
Mr. Speaker, how many of your constituents and mine can't get a job because while they may have qualifications on paper, they have no experience? And there is no way that they can bridge that gap except through the apprenticeship program.
Funding for the reactivation of the apprenticeship board will come from the Heart Trust NTA, and 500 persons are expected to benefit this year. The board, which had previously been dormant for over 10 years, will be headed by Professor Gossett Oliver of the University of Technology. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.